5. Economics.
Currency unions. In economics, the term currency union, also known as a monetary union, refers to a group of countries that have agreed to use the same currency. Most recently, many countries in Europe began a currency union called the euro. This currency was created in 1999 in order to unite a number of European countries under a singular simple currency. 15 countries in total have joined the union, all of which have stated that they believe the union has been a resounding success. Economists who study currency unions are beginning to understand their effects to determine if they really are successful. On the positive side, a currency union can vastly improve the travel experiences of citizens within the United Countries. In the past, Europeans were subject to currency exchanges. In essence, this means that they were required to exchange the money from their own countries when they traveled. It is thought that a tourist visiting 12 European countries before the union would have lost 40% of their money's value after fees. However, a currency union negates these fees. Thus, traveling is made easier for Europeans. In addition, those moving to a new European country can easily move money across national boundaries. Thus, it is easier for Europeans to relocate or for a European to attend a university in a different country. Furthermore, a currency union can help many businesses. The largest benefit is the absence of currency exchange risk. Just as with individual tourists, businesses must exchange currency when doing business with other countries. Currency exchange risk, then, is the danger that a company will lose money when investing it in another country due to the exchange rate. Economists agree that this behavior is harmful to all businesses, as it limits their profits and the scope of their operations. A currency union, however, removes the need for currency exchanges. Since all businesses operate with the same currency, there is no barrier to doing business with other countries. Thus, both imports and exports in all countries involved can increase.